Hello, I'm Andrea Tabchar, a college public relations professor based in Toronto. My goal for my podcast is to interview PR practitioners with interesting stories to tell, and I wanted to share those with my students. I've decided to call it PR Delivered. Stella Lee and Brittany Wilson met on their first day of Humber's PR certificate program over 10 years ago. They interned with the same organization, a trampoline company, and continue to speak with each other on a daily basis. What makes Stella and Brittany's story podcast worthy? Well, despite being PR grads, both Stella and Brittany transitioned into marketing roles early in their careers. Stella is currently the marketing manager at AMD, a gaming and tech company, and Brittany recently celebrated 6 years at Tangerine, a financial services company, as a senior manager in brand management. I reached out to Stella and Brittany on LinkedIn, eager to catch up on their career journeys and to find out more about what motivated them to transition from PR to marketing. I thought my listeners would be eager to hear about the challenges they faced, as well as the opportunities available for PR grads. Welcome, Stella and Brittany.
Hi, Andrea. Oh. Thanks so much for having us.
So happy to be here.
Great to have you here. It's been a while, but nice to see the both of you. Let's get started. We know you're both PR cert grads who completed your internships at a trampoline company together. How did you both land there?
So Stella, do I go for the obvious pun or do you? We jumped into our internships.
Oh, that's awesome.
Straight from Humber PR.
Yeah, and actually our hiring manager at Springfree at the time was also a Humber grad, so it's just a big Humber party, I guess. And I think she obviously found it a natural fit to hire interns from the program just because she knows how well-trained we are coming out of it. So I think that was a really great coincidence that we're actually both hired on full-time after our internships there. So I was in a digital communications role, largely handling social strategy and obviously execution. And I think for both of us, it was a really great company to get our feet wet because it was small, but it also had global exposure. And we were able to work very closely with senior leadership because of the size of the company. So we were asked to wear a lot of hats there, which I also think was really good practice for our eventual transition into marketing.
Yeah, and so I think...
Brittany. Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Exactly. So yeah, so funny enough, Springfree started off my history of not getting the job I applied for. So Stella and I, as you know, Humber grads do, we applied for the same role. And luckily for me, the company just found a need that they had some other requirements. So my role when I started in the intern program that was really working on, the company had a lot of messaging and a lot of data, but didn't really know how to bring it to life. From a communications perspective. So it was really filtering through it, coming up with different ideas of how can we share all of this data and information with people in the marketplace that would be really interesting too. And then, I also got to help out and work with Stella and Kat on some really fun things like back in the day of Facebook videos, making lots of random at-home videos within the office.
I remember some of that material because I think one or the both of you came in as guest speakers in my social media class and talked about the different initiatives you were doing with social media at the time. And I remember it was very early on with social media where you were doing the storytelling and the different kinds of blog approaches where you didn't just talk about trampolines, you talked about lifestyle and you just talked about community, and it was innovative.
Yeah. And like we were so young now that when I look back when we were in that role and we got some really cool opportunities. We were working with Olympian trampoline athletes. And you guys all know at the time in 2012, Rosie McLennan won the gold in London. So like, and we were with the company that was sponsoring her at the time. So that was huge for us. And because of that opportunity, our CEO really also wanted us to get our feet wet and doing a bit of like publicity for the Olympians as well. So actually we landed them a spot on the Rick Mercer report. And that was literally something that like we had just coordinated through messaging the producers on LinkedIn. So just doing things, I guess like it's a bit of like the Wild West when I look back now, but it was really fun when I look back on that time.
That's a great story that, you know, you were just feeling your way through, like, what were the protocols? We didn't, like, there weren't protocols.
There were no rules. Yeah, we were learning as we go, I think, which is also in some ways, like, a lot of great way to learn.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's exactly, working with the Olympians was such a foray into, I remember going into being like, well, we think they should be media trained. Well, who's going to do that? Well, I guess we're going to media train them. So, you know, we're going in and teaching athletes, like, this is how you answer in an interview question. And this is how you get it back where you want it to be. Like, very fresh out of school, but we knew what the right things to do were. We just hadn't done them yet. So we just, you know, went for it.
And having, being with a smaller company lets you do that, as you pointed out. That's
100%.
You know, a good point. Well, currently you're both in marketing roles at your respective companies. Can you tell us about your current roles?
Absolutely. So I'm the senior manager of brand management for Tangerine Bank now. And within my role, as brand management says, I really oversee who the bank is and viewed externally. So I get to build commercials, I get to build digital ad campaigns, I get to look at our tone and voice and our visual presence and really build that out, and have been lucky enough to do it for the last 6 years.
That sounds very interesting. I'm a customer with Tangerine, so I'm obviously watching some of the things you're producing. So that's very exciting. How about you, Stella?
I was just going to also say, I am also with Tangerine and I message Britt constantly about their marketing. And I'm like, oh, like, I really like this communications you guys sent out last week. I think it's just really funny. Well, I am currently in a global marketing role at a technology company called AMD, and I've been with them for the last 8 years. So huge transition for me going from Springfree to AMD, considering I was going from a fairly small company to a company of, I think right now, 10,000 people and growing. So it's a multinational semiconductor, which is kind of a fancy word that means that we manufacture processors and graphics products for high performance computing. So, you know, your laptops, desktops, PCs that you would buy, and our products also power data centers as well. So extremely broad market that our company as a whole addresses. And my specific role within the company is on the gaming team, like you mentioned, Andrea. So I'm the go-to-market manager that's responsible for campaign development, go-to-market strategy, as well as customer management. So we call them our OEMs, but it's basically, you know, the Lenovo, HP, Dell. They're our customers because we sell our products into their systems, as we're the ingredient product that goes into their building their PCs.
Interesting. Now, how, you know, what made you go into a PR program? You got your training in the PR sort of area, but you both transitioned into marketing roles. Can you talk about that?
Do you want me to go first this time?
Yeah, you go first stuff.
For me, it wasn't like a one-time decision or like a single eureka moment. It was very natural transition, to be honest. So when I first joined AMD, it was actually in a traditional PR role. So I was, you know, drafting press releases, doing media relations, getting involved in lots of product launch events, as well as managing our PR agency. And after that, I dabbled a bit into social media. And because it's such a large organization, I've had the opportunity to sort of try out various marketing functions. And now I've settled into this current role that I have, and I've been in it now for the last 2 years or so.
Yeah. And Brittany.
Yeah, for myself. So when I was at Springfree, we spoke kind of how it's a smaller business. The nature of it was I kind of got to try a lot of things when I was there. So while doing some more of the traditional PR and communication side of it, I also got to start looking more at some of the marketing areas while I was there. I also helped set up an intranet knowledge base when I was there. So even, you know, a little bit of the internal comm side. And then funny enough, when I applied to Tangerine, I applied for a PR role. And as is my lot in life, I didn't get that job, but they called me and said, we actually have a role in marketing that we think is more suited to you. And that's when I joined the creative services team. So truly an organic process. And I think I'm still close with the hiring manager who brought me into that role. And I always said, funny enough, like, you knew when I didn't know how to articulate what I wanted to be doing, and just continued to kind of grow in that marketing space.
So what PR skills would you say have helped you in your marketing careers?
I think PR and marketing are both communications. I think it's just a little bit different. So I was, you know, going through and thinking in my mind, what are the things that I took? And, you know, that ability to tell a story and communicate that story clearly really moved across from what was a traditional PR role into a marketing role. And similarly, change management, which we definitely talked about and studied within the PR space, absolutely plays a role in marketing. So really all the foundations were there. It was just more executionally how the message got out at the end of the day is what really changed between PR and marketing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I would echo similar sentiments. I think there's so many skills that you learn in PR that are directly applicable to marketing. So I think, first of all, before both PR and marketing, for anything that you're going to be successful at, it has to be really planned out strategically. So I know at Humber, when we talk about key PR objectives, it was always, you know, awareness, attitude, and behavior. Like, I'll never forget that because it was drilled into us. And in marketing, it's similar, right? Like, so in my current role right now, we make sure that all of our objectives and, you know, everything that we do from the top down is mapping to creating awareness. We're generating favorability and preference for our brand and then driving consumers to purchase. So I think those are, you know, they mirror each other completely. And then in my specific role, because I am involved in a lot of campaign development, writing skills have helped me a ton. You'd be surprised to find how many marketers are not confident copywriters. So I do a ton of campaign development in my role, and the PR training of writing clear and concise copy and messaging for campaigns, I think it's really come in handy. And like, even if I might not be the copywriter now, it's good to be the person reviewing the content that's being developed as well. A keen eye for detail for sure. And then specifically in my role, I feel like because it's in a corporate setting, presentation communication skills are key, because a lot of the times you're developing decks and plans to present plans to not only your executives, but also to external partners. So definitely the communications aspect is very important.
So you've both cited a number of PR skills and training that you received that help prepare you for marketing. But if I was to say, you know, if somebody's in PR right now looking to make the move, what skills do you think you'd tell them to start developing in order to make that transition into marketing smoother?
I think one of the biggest changes for me and one of to learn and really up-level skills is the amount of data at your disposal when you're marketing. So I think one of the harder things that we know with PR can be that data point. With marketing, you're at the opposite. You have so much data at your disposal. So getting comfortable to really dig into it and understand what your data is telling you, your metrics for measurement, I think is just so key. And I think it's a subtle shift in mindset, but really moving from the soft sell to the hard sell. I think in PR, it's so much more about that softer sell, you know, really not having someone even realize they're being sold something. Whereas within marketing, we're definitely getting more into the asking for the buy, asking for the hard sell. And you're in a lot shorter of a copy span to really get into that hard sell space.
So, you know, there are skills that PR people, I mean, they dabble in, but should really drill down on more deeply if they think a marketing role could be in their future. So that's really good to hear. So Stella, what about you? What skills might PR students and current practitioners need to develop if they want to move into a marketing role?
To be honest, I think it's less about skill, but more about mindset, like Brittany said. I think if you have a strong foundation in PR, honestly, I think you have all of the tools that you need to be a really successful marketer as well. And depending on how big your organization is, I think the line between PR and marketing may already be quite blurry. So as a PR person, you might already be doing certain things that are considered marketing. And, you know, these days, all marketing, it's integrated. So there's a very clear delineation in various marketing functions. But I think I would say willingness to learn is definitely key. And like Brittany said, because marketing is more closely tied to promoting and selling products and services, whereas PR is more on the reputation management side, I think being really close to your sales organization at your company and really understanding your company's goals and the business goals is really important to your success as a marketer.
So again, another couple of good tips if you want to move into the marketing function is to go visit your salespeople and your marketing department and develop some understanding of what their goals and what they're doing. So that's great. So what role do you both think that the PR certificate program played in your success? And I don't mean it simply in terms of the courses, but just the whole experience.
Well, I think I'd say there's definitely elements that have played into the success of my career, but it also played into the success of my life. We oversell the joke that like Stella and I speak every day, but it's also not a joke. I was going through it. I'm like, I can't even tell you how many group chats I have with her on my phone. The people that I met in the program have, you know, become my secondary family. And so as from a career perspective, we've always been there to encourage each other and push each other and challenge each other when needed to be. But also I've been to a number of Humber PR weddings and I've officiated one and I've been the maid of honor in one. And I think that just speaks to the group of people that it brought together for us in our lives.
Yeah, I would honestly say the same thing. I think more than the coursework, even though it did give us a really great foundation for our careers, the most valuable aspect is for sure the connections that we made and the friendships that we fostered in the program. I think our particular class, the C2s, they were so close still, even we're like over a decade out now, I think. And even for me, like on a personal level, when I went from my first job at Spring Free to this current one at AMD, I got this job through the connections of a Humber classmate who had interned there at AMD. And then she got her internship through another Humber grad. So it's just like, it's a cycle. And this type of story, I think, is really common. I find even when one of us is job hunting now, or even just like needing to bounce ideas off to how to approach a certain situation at work, we're very collaborative and supportive. And I would also say, like, I definitely leverage my Humber network now. So even at my company, when there's like internships or entry-level opportunities, and now I'm in a position where I can influence the hiring decisions, one of the first people that I'll reach out to are my Humber profs. And Angie, I know you've been on the receiving end of one of those emails where I'm like, hey, I have this job posting. Like, would you be able to share with the students? So I think that's definitely been the most valuable aspect of the PR program.
That's so great to hear this story and to hear, you know, 10 years later that you're both still close friends, but beyond that, you're close friends with a whole bunch of people from your program and just the way that you're giving back to the industry and to the students who are graduating now. Like, it's in their best interest to tap into this network and start building it on their own as well. So yeah, that's great to hear. So thank you. We'll use this in a promotional video for Humber programs. That's awesome. I'd just like to open it up for any final thoughts. You both have, many years of experience in the communications field, both in PR and marketing. You've had lots of great experiences. Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Absolutely. So I think for, you know, students or just anyone else, I think if you're thinking of pivoting within your role, be it to PR marketing or pivoting industries, it's so easy to look at jobs and roles and look at all the things you don't know how to do. but really, you know, look at it as the things you do know how to do and the things you want to learn and the things you're willing to learn. And I think that's just so important from an approach. You know, it's okay to not go in and know everything on day one. You'd be bored if you knew everything on day one. So don't be intimidated by the things you don't know and just embrace the learning and the uncertainty of it.
That's great. Well said. Stella.
I mean, like so many thoughts, right? And I think, I think it's really important for you to sort of maintain these relationships, the ones that you make through the program, the ones at your internships or your, you know, all through your jobs, because the people that understand sort of when you get into tough predicaments or situations, and, you know, not every day is sunshine and rainbows. So when you get into the tough aspects of your job, the people that understand the situation that you're in the most are people who are in the same industry as you, right? Or who are at the same stage in their career as you. So I think just having that supportive group has helped me through a lot of really tough days as well. So I think at the end of the day, with any job, it's the people that you surround yourself with that really make everything worth it. That's sort of the best aspect of your job. So I think fostering those positive relationships is extremely important.
Thank you both so much for sharing your insights. And, you know, I love that you kind of went beyond the skills that you learned and the skills that you're developing, but this whole concept of networking and its importance to not just continue to do it in your career, but to remember the people that you went through this journey with and how valuable they are to you know, your everyday. And in your case, every day. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much to both Stella Lee and Brittany Wilson for joining me today on PR Delivered. PR Delivered is available on Spotify and Apple and Google Podcasts. Reach me, Andrea Tabchar, on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you to Ryan Garbett for music and production.